Okay, Friday of Chanukah, learning Shemini and Tzchus, the Nishmas, Daniel Star, Bas Aliyaz, Yisrael Levi, Tzchus for Shlema for Baruch Tzibir of Kabat, Yabasor, Shachar, Sodo, and Hedach Mordechai, Befer the Simcha, Basor, Shachar, Yisrael. Five words, Parshas Miketz, Shabbos Chanukah, I'll try to connect each word to Chanukah, the Li Neder, Bezat Hashem. The first idea comes to us from Rabbi Yaakov Yosef of Ofstra, Ofstra or Ofstra, I'm not sure how to pronounce it, but Yosef in Mem Alv, Mem Gimel, is appointed second in command. Vayarkev also b'merkevas haMishnah Sherlo. What happened was they had him ride in the second chair and they proclaimed him over that he was an avrich and also knows all Galar Mitzrayim. They put him on top of all of Mitzrayim. Says the Rebbe Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Ostra. What's the deeper idea here? He says that merkevas haMishnah refers dafka to learning Torah. When a person learns Mishnayos, when a person learns Torah, they get uplifted. You get to be an avrich. You get to be Lios Markeva the Shechina. It says that's the mission in Pirkei Avos. When someone learns Torah, they get uplifted. This is what happens by Yosef. When you learn Torah, you get uplifted. That's why in the sefer that I just got called Or Hashemen, he says that Shemen Tohar is Gematria 611. Pure oil is 611. What's pure oil? Torah is 611. Because when a person learns Torah, you connect back to the Or HaGanuz, you connect back to the hidden light of creation, which is the same light, says Rav Pinchas Karzer, of the hidden light that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hid away. And when a person learns Torah, you connect yourself to that hidden light, you connect yourself to Torah. When you learn Torah, a person gets uplifted. Beautiful idea from Rav Yaakov Yosef of Ostra and Rav Pinchas Karzer and the sefer that I got, beautiful sefer called Or HaShem. Moving on to the second idea. Second idea comes to us from the Rebbeinu Bechaya. So what happened was, we see a few psukim later, Memhev, Yikra, Paro, Hashem, Yosef, Sabnas, Panech, and who Paro gave him a wife, Ayitin, Lo, as Asnas, Bas, Potiphar, Koin, Oin. He gives us this the daughter of Potiphar. So you think, we all know Yosef's past history with Potiphar. You think that he wouldn't want to marry her. Says Rebbeinu Bechaya, what's the deeper story going on over here? Such a beautiful insight. What happened was that the Beinu Bechaya quotes the Medrash. The Medrash says that when Dina was with Shechem, when Shechem raped Dina, what happened was Dina got pregnant. And what happened was Dina had a baby girl. And Yaakov took her out of the house. And what happened was he sent her to Egypt. But when he sent her away in Egypt, he put a little thing on her neck that says that she was his mishpacha. What happened was at the end of the day, who was this daughter of Bas Potiphera? Ended up being, it was Dina's daughter. Yosef actually ends up marrying his cousin. And that's when in Yosef in Memches, embraces Memches, Banahim Asher Nosin Li Elokim Azer, he's telling him at the end of the day, it's the daughter that you told to go away, that it ended up working out in the end. Because you send her to Egypt. Why did you send her to Egypt? Because that's where the Bona Shul went. Yosef says, this is exactly who I'm going to marry. And she wasn't just someone, she was also Bas Potiphera. She had the kedusha of Dina. She had the shvatim. She had the kedusha of us and in her mouth. The idea that I took out from it is that sometimes when we things aren't going away, it's really they're always going away. Like to say from all the svarim, like from last week, even when Yosef was going down, the good smelling was there. Rabbi Yochum says because at the end of the day, to show Yosef even in hard times, Rabbi Yochum's there. It's a beautiful idea. But I thought about it that also to be able to know. And even when we don't understand, it's always working out. Right? That's why my sefer called Mesilas quotes the Shem Yishmuel, quotes the Avnei Nezer. We look in Al Anisim, we say La'avira mechuki ritzonecha. They tried to get rid of our chukim. What's that for a chukim? A chuk is something that they don't understand. The Yevanim say you have to understand everything. The Aristotle says you have to understand. If it doesn't make sense, it's not true. If it doesn't make sense, it's not true. Rabbeinu Bechaya says no. He might think that it looked like Yaakov's doing something terrible to Dina's daughter, but ended up being, who is he? He was really sending her to be able to, then one day that she was going to be able to marry to Yosef. Sometimes when things go wrong in our lives, we end up being, they actually have a very good plan. And that's what Avi Mechuk Ritzonecha. The Yevanim say, oh, you have to understand everything. The Rabbona Shalom Yiddishkeit says, no, you don't have to understand everything. Mechuk Ritzonecha, to even understand, even when you don't understand, to have that emunah, to have that blind faith. A beautiful idea. Rabbeinu Bechaya and the Shem Yishmol called Avnei Nezer. Moving on to idea number three. Idea number three, we could actually connect a little bit to idea number two as well. In Perek Membeis Pasuk Alf, so Yaakov sees Vayar Yaakov ki yishever Mitzrayim. Yaakov sees that there's grain in Mitzrayim. There's food. There's what to eat there. Says the father of the Ish Kodesh, the Divrei Ali Melech, Rabbi Ali Melech of Gurjitsk, and he says, "What's yishever b'Mitzrayim? when a person feels, gam kesha adam nimsa b'meitzer b'mitzrayim, a person feels like they're distracted and there's no way to get out of their imprisonment. A person has to know shivro al Hashem b'mitzrayim. A person has to know at the end of the day, Ribbono Shel Olam is going to take care. Even when things feel very restricted and limited, a person has to know that that's the time to the person to have emunah, to have emunah in their Ribbono Shel Olam. Says the Yismach Yisrael. Choshech, we know in the first time Choshech is used in the Torah, Choshech al Panei Sehom, and says the Medrash, Choshech is referenced to Yavan. Says the Yismach Yisrael, at the end of the day, in the times of the Hellenism, in the times of the Greeks, there are a lot of Jews, as a club, Bnei Yisrael, things weren't going so well. Things were not going so well. It says the Gemara Megillah and Yudav and Manalf, and in every generation, the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to send Tzadikim. And who was the times of the Tzadikim then? It was the Shimon HaTzadik, the Chashmonam, the five sons of Matzil, Ben Kohen Gadol. Because even in a time of Choshech, there's tremendous aura. To be able to know, Vafil Bastar, Shabasocha, Astar, Gam Sham Nimsa, Shem Yisbarach, says Rabbi Nachman. Even in a time of darkness, even in a time where we don't understand, we know the Ribbono Shel Olam is behind the scenes and everything. And that's like the whole word, ki yesh shever b'mitzrayim. Even when a person feels like their mates are, says the Divrei Melech, to know that the Ribbono Shel Olam has a plan. In every generation, especially in the times of the Greeks, the Yavarim, but so they weren't doing so great. The Ribbono Shel Olam brought the Kayah, the Chashmonoim, and the Shimon HaTzadik, and the five sons of Matzah Tzion, and Kohen Gadol. It's a tremendous lesson of even when a Jew is going through a choshech as a klal or a prat, to know that there's always or at the end of the tunnel. Moving on to the fourth idea. The fourth idea comes to us from Rav Yaakov Tzvi, of Dinov, in the Sefer called Emes LeYaakov, not to be confused with Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. So the pasuk says, the Yosef who ashalit al ha'aretz. Yosef was in charge of the whole land. What does this mean that Yosef, the midah of Yosef, we know is Kedusha, he was in charge of the land, the arts, the physical. Says Rav Yaakov Tzvi of Dinov, a tzaddik, a Jew, someone who's in this world, is always striving not only to find Kedusha in Ruchnis, but is also trying to find Kedusha in Gashmius. The Yosef who shalit al ha'aretz. Whenever it came to anything physical, he was shalit over it. He empowered over it. He became over it. He didn't let anything physical take over him. And that's really the avoda, really of Chanukah as well. The avoda of Chanukah is this exact avoda. We know the Sanz Rebbe quotes the Yerushalmi Chagiga in Daf Yud Aleph. We know that the Yevanim wanted to say, Kizu lachem al keren ashur, she'ein lachem chelek al bekele Yisrael. Right? The Yevanim were very famous to be able to write this phrase. The Yevanim said, Kizu lachem al keren ashur, that they don't have any chelek in Klal Yisrael. Says the Divrei Chaim, what does this mean, Kizu lachem? What's dafka lachem? Just say, Kizu al keren ashur. So he says, lachem really refers to right, the famous chazal that says, lachem, a Jew can never uplift even the lachem matters. Right, lachem, right, the famous on Shavuos, the Davka Lachem, it refers to the Gashmis. We have the Da'a on Davka on Yontif. We have a time for Lachem and for the Ribbono Shel Olam. But Kisvu Lachem, the Yevanim says, no, you can never uplift anything physical. Because the physical is just physical. You have a drink to drink. There's no spirituality in everything, but Yosef Tzadik. It says in Debre Chaim, a Yid's job is able to take everything physical and be able to find the spirituality in everything. To take every little thing that you do physically and find the spirituality. And that's a Shulchan Aruch Siman Reish Laman Alf. One Siman, how do you serve the Ribbono Shel Olam, everything with Shem Shemaim? Even the most physical things, Achila, Shisiya, Bia, Halicha, Yeshiva, everything is with Yudhe. Finding the Ribbono Shel Olam in every little thing, and especially in every little physical aspect. And finally, the fifth and final idea. So the Pasuk says in Mem Dalet Dalet, Hem Yotzer Ezeir, Lorechik, Yosef Amar, Lashar, Abisa, Kum Medov Achrei Anashim, right? They didn't go as far, so far. They didn't distance themselves away. And what happened was, Yosef says, get them before they go too far. That's the Imre Emes of Ger. That's the Imre Emes. What's lo heichiku? That you should have to wait for them? They chase after them? Like, what's going on over here? Says the Imre Emes, a beautiful insight. He says that lo heichiku, he wanted to make sure that they got the Yosef's, his whole chever got to them with the cups. And before they said tefillah sederach, before they said the tefillah, be able to travel, because they had a big travel now back to Eretz Yisrael. At the end of the day, Yosef Tzadik knew that his whole plan, his whole master plan, wouldn't work if they had the koch of tefillah. They had the koch of tefillah, wouldn't work. That's why Dafka says, "Hey, Yotzei Zeir v'lo hechiku," right? Because You can't say Tilsa Darach until you're outside of the border. So Yosef wanted to make sure that they didn't have davening first. And we know when it comes to davening, davening is for us to be able to realize we have a special connection with the Rabbanu Shem. The Yivanim says she'enechem chelecha b'elkei Yisrael. Yeah, you're just a regular person, just like all of us. But our job is to know when we're davening, we feel like the children of the Rabbanu Shem. That was the whole idea of the Baal Shem Tov and everything. For us to be able to feel like we're one with the Rabbanu Shem. Ikach v'ikach nik Rabbanim. Right, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says that even when we're not doing the Ratzon Hashem, we're always considered Kadosh Baruch Hu's children. And the Rashba writes in the Tshuva that we pass in like Rabbi Meir. Even usually in the Machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, we pass in like Rabbi Yehuda, but here we pass in like Rabbi Meir. And the Korban Rebbe said, it's a mitzvah to farsam on this Rashba. It's a mitzvah to publicize this Rashba. Be able to know that we have a direct connection with the Rabbanu Shem. And that's what Yosef Atzadik was scared about, because when a Jew davens, that's really what to the core essence what he's trying to fulfill. Let's just review these five ideas. We started off the first idea. We said Dafka. It says in Mem Aleph Mem Gimel VaYakim Sol Merkavas HaMishnah Asher Lo. Right, only when he learned Torah by Merkavas HaMishnah, that's when a person gets uplifted. That's when he gets referred to as an Avrich. When a Jew learns Torah, get uplifted, and that's why we quoted from the Sefer called Or Hashemen Shemen Tohor, pure oil. It's Gematria 6:11, which is Gematria Torah. When a person learns Torah, they get purified. Get uplifted. And that's why the Or HaGanuz was put into the Torah, the hidden light that HaKadosh Baruch Hu concealed. He put a Dafka into the Torah. The second idea of Rabbeinu B'chai was the whole idea that everything always works out. That it could be that we say, how could Yaakov do such a thing that he could send Dina's daughter to Mitzrayim, but at the end of the day, how could Yosef marry a daughter of the Kohen Oon? So at the end of the day, Rabbeinu Shem had a plan. Even when things looked a little off, the Rabbeinu Shem had a plan, it all worked out in the end. And that was the Avoda of the Yivanim. Yivanim say, you always have to understand everything else always has to make sense. No. They always wanted to think that the things don't have to make sense. They wanted to get rid of the things that don't make sense. No, things sometimes don't make sense, but we all know that at the end of the day, they have things of working out in the end. The Rabbanu Shem has a plan for everything. Which connects to the third idea of Shever Mitzrayim. Yaakov saw that there was grain in Egypt. Even when a Jew feels like they're Mitzar, they feel constricted or limited, to know at the end of the day, their Rabbanu Shem has a plan. Even when a Jew feels Meitzar, they feel constricted or limited, to know their Rabbanu Shem has a plan. And that's why the Yismach Yisrael says, at the end of the day, Kadosh Baruch Hu will always, always bring tzaddikim in every generation. Even in the times of the Greeks, there was a lot of Klai Yisrael who were not doing the right thing. Chashmonaim were brought, Matisyahu was brought, Kohen Gadol was brought, to make sure that the Klai Yisrael will be taken care of. Choshech Zuyava, and even in the time of Gartners, to know their Rabbanu Shem has a plan for everyone. The fourth idea of Emes LeYaakov, Yosef, who is shalit al haaretz. Yosef, a Jew's job is to be shalit al haaretz, to rule over the physical matters in a Jew's life. The Rechaim of San says that's what says kisul lachem al keren ashur. What's lachem? They say you can't uplift any of the physical things the Yivanim said. No, a Jew's job says yes. Even when I go to work, I can uplift that. And even when I daven, not only when I learn and I daven, but even when I eat or the way I bench or the way I talk and walk, even the things that I watch, I could uplift that as well. And the fifth and final idea, why it says the Imr Emes, why was Yosef so careful about Lo Rechiko? Because he wanted to make sure they didn't have the Koyach of Tefillah, because then his whole plan would not have worked out as well. We should be Zohar Bez Hashem to take these lessons of Torah, take these lessons of Emunah, specifically in the times of darkness, to be able to take these lessons, Bez Hashem, always uplifting the physical to find the spiritual and everything, in the Avodah of Tefillah as well, Bez Hashem. Thank you very much. Afreilich and Chanukah Sameach. Happy Chanukah to all. Shkoyach.